We talk a lot about marketing, but what is marketing about anyway? It's about people. The pandemic has changed the way people are spending their time. So what can your church do to serve your community well as they adjust to this new normal? Today, we're talking about marketing your church to serve people better.
Hey, Church Communicator. Welcome to the Church Juice Podcast. I'm Brian Haley, the producer of Church Juice, and I'm joined, as always, by my awesome co-host, Jeanette Yates. We're here energizing church communications.
Yes, yes, we are. And I am so excited to have Tyler Harden joining us today. Not only is he the CEO of Firm Foundations Marketing, but he's also one of my favorite Twitter follows. And so I'm glad to have him on today. Tyler, I know you really well, but of course, we're only tweeting at each other so far. So now we're actually getting to like hang out and have a conversation. So glad you're here today.
Sure. Well, thanks so much for having me. So I am Tyler Harden. I'm the CEO and co-founder of Firm Foundations Marketing. And I just absolutely love helping churches identify ways to connect with their communities. I mean, like you said, it's all about people, right? So our team has spent years in the corporate world helping businesses do what we're now helping churches do. So I'm super pumped to be here today and get to share more about that.
Awesome. So how did you get started? Tell us a little bit about Firm Foundations. What makes you guys unique? You said you started with the business world and now you're serving churches. So what does that look like? What does that journey for you guys look like?
Yeah, well, we started sort of suddenly when God called us out of the corporate world. I think that's the nice way of putting it. Department was eliminated. And it was like, oh no, what now, God? And it was really cool to kind of see the buildup of God really just, my business partner and I, we both used to work together previously in the corporate space. So he had really been working behind the scenes to prepare us for what we're doing with churches now. And you know, we've seen that churches are really struggling to figure out like how they can make the most impact in their communities, especially using their resources wisely, right? Like there's not endless piles of money for most churches. Mm-hmm. Problem is a lot of churches need help identifying like relevant and helpful information to really understand the people in their communities. And that's especially true now, sort of coming out of the pandemic where a lot of people have been disconnected for the past year or so.
Yeah, no kidding.
And you know, and doing that, it takes a lot of work and time and effort on sort of an overburdened staff that already has full schedules. So our team kind of comes alongside the church to help take that burden off and gather some research for you to help you identify sort of the relevant things for your church that you can use to build custom strategies that can impact everything from like, what's the messaging on your website to what are the sermon illustrations that might really hit home because you better understand what's going on in the lives of your neighbors.
So leading into that, you know, we do talk a lot about strategy. We do talk a lot about, you know, the website, the social media, all those kind of things. But at the heart of what you focus on in your marketing and your teaching to these churches is really emphasizing that marketing is about people. And you mentioned that just now, that, you know, what illustrations are going to speak to the people. So can you dive a little bit more into that and talk about, you know, how you get a church to wrap their head around that or think about that in a, maybe a different way than they're used to?
Yeah. So I would say it's easy for the average church to get lost in the tools and tactics, right? There's like so many things a church could do. And it's not about posting a certain amount of times on Instagram a day that makes you successful. It's resonating with the person on the other side. So we kind of help backfill there in that area because we found that while there's a lot of ways to get information to understand the people, most people, church or not, are not data people. They're not research people. Like, yeah, you can have this great research tool in front of me. I don't know what to do with it, right?
Yeah, so, no kidding.
As marketers, and again, as people that did this in the corporate space, we help connect those two. The information that's out there with the messaging and the ministries that you're putting out there. So the American Marketing Association, for example, defines marketing as the process of identifying customer needs and determining how best to meet those needs. And like when I read that, I'm like, man, that's ministry. That's what that is. There's not this huge chasm between the two that I think some people may feel. But again, there's so many options out there. We take data to find, okay, here's the biggest opportunity for your church. Here's the win, or here's the lifestyle that these people are living. So you can understand why it's so hard to get them in the doors on Sunday and sort of develop strategies to connect other days of the week, or what sort of tools that you can provide as a church that can be meaningful. I mean, Jesus taught in parables for a reason, right? Like he was getting in the weeds and being relevant to the people and speaking the same message in a way that would really click with his audience. And that's really what we help people do at the end of the day.
Awesome. So switching gears just a little bit for a minute, you mentioned earlier kind of post-pandemic. So thinking about post-pandemic and marketing, what do you think marketing to people outside the church, once we kind of get out of this tunnel that we're in the pandemic, like once we're done with it and people's needs have changed, I've noticed that people have really embraced the simpler schedule a lot of times. So what are some ways that you think marketing is changing to people outside the church?
Great marketing really is ministry. It's adding value to people. It's understanding them. You know, I really think the pandemic shakeup has made it more important than ever to truly understand people, like deeply their pain points, their priorities, how they're going about their life. So with many having left the church or been turned off by it for one reason or another, you know, throwing all the crazy politicization of everything, I think we'll find our in really with connecting with those pain points, having an intentional relational focus, right? People don't know they need Jesus. I mean, they definitely didn't before the pandemic, but that much more, like they're not looking for church. They're not looking to church. Mm-hmm. In fact, they're probably trying to avoid it. So, right. So I think that what we're really going to start to see is a shift into what the entry points are. Like people may not be Googling church in my city anymore. They're going to be dealing with their real life problems. Like, holy crap, I've got major anxiety. And we have to show them that Jesus is a solution to that rather than be like, come to church as a solution. Like they don't know they need it yet. So we got to go back down and meet people where they are. Cause we're not just in a post-pandemic world. We're in a post-Christian world. And so it's really going to be important to just delve into people's lives and meet them where they are and have conversations and figure out how we can connect Jesus to that, right? So it really helps to understand your audience in the first place so that you know what you're kind of walking into.
So practically speaking, how do you suggest that a church goes and finds their audience? How do they find those felt needs that you're talking about? What does that look like?
There's a lot of different options, right? Ranging from free to you can pay someone to help you.
Yeah, right.
So it's like just super practically have conversations with folks. I mean, especially in coming out of the pandemic again, like, are you talking to people or is your staff and your volunteers, like, are you shooting a text saying, hey, how are you doing today? Like, it's crazy how much information can be unlocked by that simple question. Like, how are you doing? And if you really lean into it, like if they don't give you that fake, you know, fine, I'm
fine.
Good.
Yeah, but, yeah. I'm good.
But some people will really open up and you'll discover that, man, there's these problems that people cover up when they show up on Sunday morning.
Absolutely.
And when you start to weave those themes together, that allows you to create new opportunities for ministry in people's lives and help bring them back into the fold or bring them into the fold to begin with. Just talking to people is like your easiest free option. But if you're trying to do this at a grander scale, I mean, that's where a service like us comes into play, where we can help you, you know, pull the research for your whole community, depending on the size of your church or the situation. Because there's, if you're a church plant, we do things a little different versus an established church. But you can find where the big opportunities are to really develop your ministries. Like, so the, one of the examples I give is like, okay, you know, you want to go after this certain type of person, this persona. Well, where do they live in your community? Maybe you're hosting your events in the wrong place because they don't live where the park is. Using that kind of information.
Or maybe you're hosting the wrong event.
Well, that is absolutely also true. Yeah. But I think the automatic is like, well, that didn't work, and just kind of blame it on the thing, right? Rather than, do we even know where these people are? Or are we making it convenient to us, not convenient to them? You know, that's super high level. There's a lot you can do by having conversations. You can even Google some stuff and go, to U.S. Census, right, to get a really high level of the demographics of your general area. But if you're trying to get within like a certain drive time of your church, or you want to know those felt needs, or, you know, we even delve into religious preferences and church hurt and what they believe about God, like that's not going to be in the census. It just depends on where you are, but there's definitely a bunch of different solutions that you can at least start with.
That's really cool.
I mean, you've talked about so much about not only reaching your community, but also like reconnecting with your members or trying to get them re-engaged. Are you seeing that with your clients right now, with your churches that you're working with, that they're also kind of using some of these marketing techniques to re-reach their members?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, what applies outside of the church often will apply within the church. And that's some of what we do too, is when we're trying to help churches grow in their connection with the community, is find out where the synergy is, where the like-mindedness is, so to speak. So that's why I said there's a difference between how we approach things with church plants versus established churches. Because established churches, you have an existing culture, body of believers, and you don't want to try to force fit a bunch of stuff that doesn't make sense. So you absolutely have to understand what's going on in the congregation. And so, you know, a lot of things that the research, for example, can identify is, do they like to live lavish lifestyles, or are they really busy on the weekends because sports and all these different activities or going to the lake or whatever is really important to them? It's like, you might keep screaming at them, come to church, but they're not going to come if these things are really important. And so how do you maybe create...
Well, they're not going to come on Sunday.
They're not going to come on Sunday. I mean, that's an awesome point. It's like, we are very stuck on Sunday, right, wrong, or indifferent, but like, where are the other opportunities that we can create to connect with those people? I mean, is it a Sunday night service? Is it a midweek service? Is it a Saturday? Or, you know, whatever makes sense, that's definitely an option to explore. Or is it like, hey, we go a little bit more casual? I mean, there's one church we were talking to the other day, and they were talking about doing a pastor in the park is what they wanted to call it. I'm like, who came up with that name? No offense. Hope they're not listening. Right, exactly. And I was like, yeah. I don't even know what to expect from that, honestly. Like, are you going to go preach in the park? And so we dug a little deeper, and it's like, no, it's like people gathering in the park. And they happen to live in an area of the country where people are super sketched out about the whole coronavirus thing. So even though they meet in person now, there's a lot of people that just still are not comfortable. So they're trying to create outdoor opportunities. And like, why don't we just call it picnic in a park? Like, it's not like a super creative name, but it's a whole lot more clear than pastor in the park and doesn't sound as intimidating. And like, if the point is to reconnect your congregation, like, that's a great opportunity. Like, everybody's just hanging out outside at the park. And, you know, we talked about, make sure you have a tent and some branding out there. So like, as you do these, because they're supposed to do it several times over the course of summer, you're creating awareness in your community that we're not just a group of people that meets inside a building. And so there's just tons of opportunity to really apply the knowledge in a lot of different ways. I mean, back to the parables, right? Like, when you understand people, you can connect your stories that much better. And so when you feel inspired to preach a certain sermon, well, what's the illustration you're going to use that's really going to hit home, or the pain point? Because I mean, I know when I, you know, Craig Groeschel, right? He's like talking about like anxiety or something like that. Like, when he hits home on that pain point, it's like, man, the room just lit up. And so when you understand those people, it's like you draw them in. And so then they can hear the gospel. I mean, that's one of the things that we see some pushback sometimes, like, oh, you know, this is a corporate thing, or you just need to preach the gospel. Well, if you're not speaking in relevant ways, it's going to be harder for people to hear it. If they've tuned you out because you offended them, or they don't understand what you're saying, like, it's going to be a lot harder to accomplish that same goal. So we kind of remove some of the friction, save some time, and obviously resources, because you're not just throwing stuff on the wall and hoping it sticks too. So.
Yeah, right.
Well, and you brought up a good point too, and it's something that we try to, on this podcast that's geared towards church leaders, but we are talking a lot about church communications, but marketing in particular, we always want to circle back and say, listen, yes, it is tempting to think about all the yuck of marketing, you know, even like the used car salesman kind of thing. Yeah. Like, but really at the heart of it, and what we're trying to do with this podcast, and it sounds like what you try to do with Firm Foundations Marketing, is remind people that, you know, marketing is just a word that means, how are you getting your message out? How are you sharing your message, which is exactly what the message was being shared in the Bible. That's what we're reading when we're reading all of that. And Jesus used stories. He used outdoor speaking. He used natural amphitheater by speaking up towards the mountain. And, you know, and that was the amplifier of the time. You know, we had letters being written and sent. And so that was the marketing of the time. And we're just talking about using, you know, just like the gospel was being spread with the technology available at the time, we can use technology now to do the same thing and connect with people and all of those things. And so that's a good, I'm glad you mentioned that, because we do want to always circle back to that. That isn't just about the latest and greatest thing, you know, that's out there, the new thing. But
you always want to be able to use it effectively. And I think this is, we unlock some of the messaging and the methods by better understanding the people that are on the other side of whatever the device is, right?
Right. And, you know, like, social media isn't a strategy. Website isn't a strategy. Those are tools to help you with your strategy.
Yeah. Well, and so much about marketing is really just understanding foundational elements, principles, because once you get that, you can apply it in whatever context that you're in. So obviously there's new social media that pops up constantly.
I cannot keep up.
Right. So, but if you've got that firm foundation, I'm just going to like hammer home the name there. you'll know how to communicate a lot better, whatever that tool is, and stop asking questions of like, why isn't this working? Because you'll know what you need to be doing.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's good. So what is one piece of advice that you'd like to give to someone listening today?
well, I know I mentioned it earlier, but I really think talking to people is one of the best things you can do. Those one-on-one conversations, getting outside of your bubble, I think is probably a tough one for a lot of church leaders, right? We have a tendency to have the same group of people that we're always listening to, and they're wise counsel and all that. But in order to have a better scope, try to expand that a little bit and really delve into what's going on with people. Try to connect in meaningful ways, ask some questions, you know, take somebody out for coffee and just chat. And I feel like that's an undervalued opportunity to really understand what's going on in your area. But I also say, you know, you can connect with your community by getting involved in your community. So I've seen a lot of churches, especially over the past year or so, really be intentional about serving first responders, police departments, nurses, those kinds of things. And, you know, they're on the literal front lines of a lot of things that are going on in your neighborhood. And so through those relationships, not only are you serving them and uplifting them, you may also find out some things that you didn't know were really going on or real problems that maybe the church can help solve.
Well, Tyler, thank you so much for sharing your wisdom and your ideas and advice to our listeners today. If someone wants to reach out to you with more questions or more help, what's the best way to contact you? I mentioned Twitter at the beginning and then I was like, wait, he is not my Twitter friend. I hang out with you on Facebook and I do follow Firm Foundations Marketing on Instagram, which is also very good. But if somebody really wants to get in contact with you, how do they do it?
I would say the best way. So we have ministryreset.com set up and that will push you right to the right page on our website. So head there, grab our ebook. We've got a 6 Ways to Thrive ebook. It kind of talks through 6 different ideas that can help you evaluate different areas on how your church can better connect with your community. Plus, we'll probably be doing some special offers here soon. So that'll get you on the email list. Make sure you don't miss out on those. But I would love to just chat. So get on the email list and then let's just start talking, because I'd love to figure out how we can help your church identify the opportunities in your community and how you can better connect and minister to those living around your church.
That's great.
So ministryreset.com.
Thank you again for joining us today. I really appreciate the conversation. And I think it's a good reminder that no matter what we do, it's about people. So I think that's awesome. And I appreciate the insight that you provided today. So thank you again for coming on.
Sure, no problem. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, we love being able to talk with church communicators from across the globe. And we believe every church and every communicator story is unique and it's valuable. So this week, we'll be continuing today's discussion on our Church Juices Insiders Facebook group. You can join the Insiders group as well as get today's show notes and a discussion guide for leading your own team talk by going to churchjuice.com/podcast.
Church Juices Podcast is a listener-supported production of Reframe Ministries, a family of programs designed to help you see your whole life reframed by God's gospel story. Church Juice is produced by Brian Haley with post-production by audio engineer Nate Morris in Grand Rapids, Michigan. For more information about Church Juice, visit churchjuice.com. For more information on Reframe Ministries and our family of programs, visit reframeministries.org.